Christine Warrender joins us for a call deal today. Now, Gisborne nurses seeking contact details from the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, which we have now. Gisborne Hospital nurses have decided to go on strike later this month in protest at poor working conditions. Christine Warrender is joining us for a call on that front. Tēnā koe, Christine. My name's Dale. Thanks for joining us on our program.
Thank you for having me.
Tēnā koe. Look, we know, Christine, that our nursing sector have been under the pump for a long time here. We've spoken regularly about the pressures that many are feeling, not just in the training regime, but also once they do hit the wards. How long have you been a nurse, and what prompted you to become a nurse, Christine?
I've been nursing for about 10 years now. My eldest daughter had a disability. She's got cerebral palsy, and she was in and out of hospital quite a bit. And just seeing the care that she received made me be able to do that for other people. It was late in life that I did my training. So 10 years I've been doing it now.
And you perhaps know better than most the realities of life on the ward. The nursing profession are there to care for people, so industrial action is obviously a last resort, but needed because of the significant pressure that many in the sector find themselves in. Why do the nurses of Gisborne Hospital feel they have no choice but to take industrial action, Christine?
We've tried numerous avenues with management, saying that we're very short on staff, things are getting unsafe. Staff are getting burnt out, patients aren't getting the care that they should be getting, the care is compromised. We feel that we're getting done. We've entered a PIN back in December that's ongoing. We've had no luck since then, and it's getting worse. Like, we're having more staff resigning, going over to Australia where they get apparently better conditions, better pay. Resigning because they just can't do it anymore, they're completely burnt out, and also because we've got an ageing workforce. So it is really difficult making the decision to strike. We're not wanting to do it, but we feel that we can't continue the way we're going. Nothing's happening with what we've been doing, so we really need management to sit up and take us seriously.
What has been the response of Te Whatu Ora, the health sector, particularly in Te Rāwhiti?
The common theme seems to be that there is a nursing shortage, which we're fully aware of. We know it's not just us. We know it's a nationwide issue. And they're really saying that there's not much that they can do. They're trying to do recruitment. We believe that they can be a little bit more robust in what they're doing with their recruitment. They're pretty much saying that there's not much that they can do because of the nursing shortage. We believe more needs to be actually done because, as we said, it's patient care that's been compromised.
So it's not just about income, although that would be frustrating that you can earn significantly more across the Tasman. But even if we rest up pay rates, it's the pressure of a lack of staff overworked on the wards that really is at the centre of this industrial action, isn't it? And you have a right as kaimahi to feel safe in your employment arrangements. Quite obviously, that's not the case at the moment.
No, it's not. So we're coming in on a shift, and often, like, we're meant to have 5 nurses on in the morning and 5 in the afternoon and then 3 for the night shift. We're often coming in on a shift and there'll only be 2 on in a morning or an afternoon shift. And we're kind of told we have to deal with it. They try and send some staff, but they're staff that haven't been orientated to the ward. They can't do IV medications. They can't do this. They can't do that. So it's actually not that much help on the actual floor with patient care. And we're literally walking into a shift and just hoping that we can get through that shift without something happening to a patient. So we're coming in exhausted. People are working over their contract hours. They're exhausted emotionally, mentally, physically. We've got high acuity patients. Some patients are requiring 3 or 4 nurses for turns, personal cares and stuff. we don't have the staff on the ward to be able to do that.
The industrial action, when and where, how is it going to play out, Christine?
So it's on May 24th between 1:30 and 2:30. We've given notice, and so basically all the staff on the ward will be walking out. There will be life-preserving services put in place. Management is arranging people to cover while we're off the floor. So it's basically we're walking out of the hospital for an hour to make our point clear that we can't do this anymore.
It's interesting you mentioned an ageing workforce. I very much value experience, as we should. But certainly things aren't going to get better if we're not providing the stepping stones for those entering the profession. And at this stage, the media that nursing staff are receiving, or the sector is receiving, has much negativity. And so how can we feel confident that we can recruit the talent needed to fuel the sector in the years ahead if the problems are so dire as we speak?
We need to make it more attractive. Maybe look at, I don't have all the options. I'm just a nurse. I want my patient to be kept safe. So I don't have all the solutions. But maybe looking at like fee-free training for nurses. They used to do it years ago. But then what's also difficult for nursing students is they've got to do placements sometimes up to 6-8 weeks where they're not able to work because they have to be doing different shift work. So they're having no income for that period. They've still got their living expenses that they need to be doing. A lot of these are young ones that are living on their own. They don't have family support. We've had nursing students pull out of training because they can't afford it. They can't afford to live while they're having to do their placements. You have to do the placements to pass your degree.
It's very frustrating because our nursing sector have enjoyed over decades, generations in fact, you know, very high standing within our community for the work that you do, Christine. And at the moment, it feels like we're so interlocked in industrial action and negotiations that we're missing the core driver, and that's caring for tangata katoa, caring for the people. It must be frustrating for someone like you. Have you been tempted to throw in the towel and find something else to do yourself?
I have considered it, and it is very frustrating. It's heartbreaking. A lot of us at different times are in tears over the shifts and over the days because we know we're not doing our job to our best capability. We literally stretch. Like, we used to be stretched having 5 patients. Now it's not unusual for us to have 8 patients, sometimes 9 patients. When you're looking after that many patients, you cannot be doing your job properly. You're just literally running from one patient to another. And it's heartbreaking seeing patients that you're just not able to do their correct cares. So, yes, I have contemplated it, but to be honest, I actually wouldn't know what I would do, and I would miss the contact with the patients, even though it's burning me out at the moment, but I would miss my job.
And what's happening in Gisborne Hospital is reflected in the regional hospitals across the country and indeed in our urban hospital settings also. It's a sector-wide problem, and it appears to have no easy fix or solution. I mean, I know that there are many looking offshore to the Philippines and the like to bring in staff from overseas, but there are some advantages in having grown up in Aotearoa that you take onto the ward also. That's not being disparaging or dismissive of those who might come in from overseas, but it's going to take a while for the latter to find their feet, surely.
It is. The ones that we're getting in from overseas, they are very hard workers, but then often we have like the language barrier, there's different medications, there's different procedures, different equipment, so getting them up to speed can take a while. And then, of course, they have to go all through the paperwork to actually legally be able to work here. And that, from my understanding, from what I've spoken to with a couple of the nurses, that can be quite time-consuming and expensive for them as well. And so some get put off by that, so they're quite keen to come. But then when they have to jump through the hoops to actually get here, it's too difficult for them.
Well, I take my hat off to you. As I say, we've spoken regularly with our nursing profession, and we sense the frustration that is building. And at this stage, no relief in sight. It's time that the negotiators on behalf of the ministry recognise the burnout potential that exists here and address some of the concerns. It's not all about money, but it's certainly about unsafe work environments and too much pressure on the wards for our nursing staff. We're joining us today from Gisborne Hospital, our special guest, Christine Warrender. Thank you for sharing some kōrero about that, Christine. Let's hope that something gives before May the 24th. Otherwise, the industrial action will go ahead as planned. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Tēnā koe, Christine. Thank you. You're with Urban Māori Radio, Wātea 603.